accession number 18731, Reel 2.
Arthur Bates, Reel 2. So, did Major Hill get his own way or not with regard to increasing the speed?
No. No, we carried on and we arrived after the main company, as I said.
What kind of vehicle were you driving?
A Jeep. Jeep, just an American Jeep.
How were they to drive?
Quite nice.
Any problems you had with driving them or doing the job?
No. It wasn't a problem, but the first time I drove the Jeep, we came out of the empty compound, and I immediately drove on the left. But being a left-hand drive vehicle, it didn't take me long to get over onto the right, which Korea was driving on the right. That was the only funny experience I had, driving from left to right.
Did you have to maintain it as well?
No. Only the usual checks of, your early morning checks, oil, water, things like that.
And so, take me through a typical day, what you would do on a typical day with one of these officers.
Not a lot, really. Just going from BSL onto the different company, the A company, and driving in from A company to C company, things like that. Quite an easy job, really. Quite an easy job. Yeah, the only one that I didn't like driving was when we were in the front line. I had to drive him from A company to D company in the middle of the night, by myself, with just him, no escort. So if we hadn't been attacked, we'd have both been killed, because all he had was a pistol. I had a rifle in the Jeep, but by the time I'd have got the rifle out from the holding of the front, we'd have been dead anyway, which wasn't a very nice experience.
Did you normally have an escort?
We never had, basically never had need for an escort, because it was all behind the lines. We didn't have an escort at all. But I thought we should have had, on that occasion, I thought we should have had somebody that was as an escort, another person in the Jeep. Well, that was rather scary, that was.
And when you drove him from B echelon to the various platoons and so on, were you just over rough country?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You weren't on roads or tracks?
They were roads that had been, I suppose, made. They were tracks, really. They weren't roads, they were tracks. They were just mud tracks, really. All full of potholes, full of dust, during the summer anyway. You were covered in clouds of dust if you were behind another vehicle. It was just simply a dust cloud during the summer.
Why should there have been a speed limit?
Because the road, the tracks were so so bad. I think the speed limit actually was 20 miles an hour. During the winter, you couldn't go much faster anyway during the winter, because it was all mud and slippery and goodness knows what.
Did you wear any Jeeps out completely?
I didn't, no. No, I had the same Jeep all the way through.
What would happen as you were on your way to the platoons? Would you get shelled or not?
No, I never was, actually. The only time I can remember anything like that was when we had to go along a side of a hill that was in full view of the Koreans, the North Koreans. It was all camouflaged, and it was just mud. It was one way. You had to wait to go up this hill, and you had to wait to go down. That was supposedly shelled quite a lot, but I can't ever remember being in that situation when it was actually shelled.
What would you find once you got to one of the platoons?
The only time I can remember, no, I can remember a couple of times actually, when Ted Bully and a few friends were placed ahead of the main company, and I walked down to to see them, and I was in full view of the North Koreans. I can't actually remember being shot at, but I was told I was shot at all the time. I was walking down there, and I got down there all right, and I got back okay. The only other time was when I was on on a night guard, and we were on the top of this hill, looking down the hill. Lots of bushes and a track that ran down this valley, and there was a gap between two lots of bushes, and me and the chap that was with me swore we could see movement between the bushes, but we were not 100% sure, so we didn't do anything about it. But afterwards, we were told that there was a Chinese patrol or Korean patrol in that vicinity that night. And what we did see going between the bushes was this patrol. But we didn't do nothing about it, because you're never too sure unless you're fired upon. You're never too sure. Even the sergeant major that we contacted, he wasn't sure whether it was our chaps or whether it was their chaps going between these bushes.
So there were occasions when they put you in the line for duties?
When I had to, this Major Hill actually insisted that I was with the company instead of being in B echelon. I was with the company so that I was there if he wanted me. So I did have to spend time actually with the company itself. And that was on one occasion when I had to do the night duties. I didn't go on any patrols, but I had to do the night guard duties the same as anybody else.
What were they like?
Rather frightening. That's about all you can say, really. They were frightening. You saw things that weren't there, and you didn't see things that were there. It was rather frightening, really.
Did you have to have very good vision?
Yeah, yes.
Because I see that you're wearing glasses now.
I've only been wearing glasses for the last 8 or 9 years.
So you weren't short-sighted then?
No, I had perfect vision then.
Would you have such things as binoculars?
No, I don't think we did. I don't think we did as privates, no.
Would there have been any use?
Not in my circumstances, I don't think. Not in my circumstances.
Did you ever open fire in the front line?
No.
What were living conditions like there?
Rough. rough. All the time we were in Korea, we lived in holes in the ground.
Could you sleep properly?
I think we could sleep quite well. During the summer, you was very, very hot, and during the winter, you was very, very cold. But each dugout had its own little, you can only describe it as a little petrol fire, to keep your dugouts warm. Otherwise, you'd have frozen to death.
What type of food were you getting in the front line as opposed to in the echelon?
Mainly, now what did they used to call them? I can't think what they used to call them actually. C rations, where you were supplied a box of a tin of beans and a tin of this and a tin of that and a packet of cigarettes. Bit of chocolate, I think. I think they were called C rations.
And what would you eat in Beer, Sean?
I can't really say I can remember. Having said, we had, we also had, when we were in the line, we had a cookhouse. We had a cookhouse, so we would have eaten, at times, we would have eaten properly, porridge, cornflakes, mainly porridge, and eggs and bacon, or eggs at least. Can't say that I can remember eating bacon. I suppose we'd have ate reasonably normal. But when the cookhouse wasn't operational, you had these sea rations.
Did you ever take supplies up to the platoons?
The only supplies I can remember taking up was crates of beer. That we used to get a ration of beer. That's the only supplies that I can actually remember handling.
What condition did the troops in the front line seem to be like?
I think when we were there, from my point of view, they didn't seem too bad. But bearing in mind that I had, in a sense, I had quite an easy time in Korea. To a lot of them. So I would say their conditions were far, far worse than mine.
What was their morale like?
As far as I can remember, quite good. Again, it's difficult to say that. I can only say, as far as I can remember, it was quite good. But some of the tales that my brother-in-law, who was actually a corporal, lance corporal, his conditions were far worse than mine.
Did you have anything to do with the Koreans themselves?
No. No. Only a young chap that we used to, well, he would have only been about 8 or 9. He was more or less attached to the company, really. I can't really remember his name, to be honest. I've often thought about him, though. He was only about 8 or 9. Just one of the South Korean lads that was orphaned, I suppose, and stuck with the soldiers there. But he was a nice kid.
What was his name?
To be honest, I can't really remember. No, I can't remember what his name was.
You mean he'd been adopted by the company?
I suppose, yeah, I suppose you could say that. He used to sleep in B echelon. He never went up the front, but he was at B echelon all the time I was there. And he used to get on quite well with all the chaps.
Did he have any duties to do? Any jobs he was given?
I don't think so. He used to help in the cookhouse at times, I believe. I suppose in a sense he used to thoroughly enjoy himself. He probably lived better then than he had done in the past.
Where did he sleep?
Again, I can't really remember that. I suppose he slept in one of the dugouts with some of the men.
What did he do all the time?
Just helped in general. Anybody that wanted any help, he would help. As I say, I think he spent most of the time helping the cook in the cookhouse.
Could he speak English?
Yeah, he could actually. I wouldn't say he could speak a lot of English, but he used to understand us, yeah.
Was he dressed in civilian clothes or in some kind of uniform?
No, just in civilian rags and breeches. Just what he was born in. I suppose he'd been given a few old... I can remember him once being in an old jerkin type thing and a sort of a flying cap. So I suppose there was only things that he'd picked up in the past, but definitely no uniform. Well, that was it really.
What happened to him when the company left?
I don't know. I haven't got a clue.
Did you see when he was picked up?
No.
Any other Koreans you had contact with?
There was a young man I can vaguely remember. I would say probably 16, 17. But I never had much to do with him. Quite a nice looking chap, as far as I can remember. But he was with the battalion, but I can't remember too much about him. That's the only contact I came with any other Koreans, really.
Did this other boy get any kind of education?
No. No.
Any other reminiscences you have from your time in Korea?
Well, the only time, or the worst time I can remember in Korea, was when we actually arrived. As I say, I was 19 and 3 days old, and we arrived with the battalion 2 days before Christmas. And being in Beslan with all my other friends distributed between the battalion, I was completely by myself. But I did get a lift up to the actual company position for so-called Christmas dinner, which I didn't find any of my friends. I can't even remember eating the Christmas dinner. What I can remember is being in a big marquee tent, knee-deep in mud, pouring down of rain, wishing that I was home indoors, getting so fed up that I went back to Beslan and probably, can't actually remember doing it, but probably crying my eyes out. And I think that was about the worst time I had in Korea that I can actually remember.
Why did it improve after that?
Oh, I suppose I got to know people, got to know other chaps. Basically, that was it. I mean, I suppose that was only so bad because we'd just arrived. We didn't know anybody. And that was it. We'd been there a day and a half, and it was Christmas Day. That was it.
Could you maintain contact with home whilst you were in Korea?
As far as I can remember, yeah. Yeah, we used to write our letters. They used to get sent back. We used to receive letters.
Do you remember getting any news whilst you were there?
Not really, I suppose. I suppose at that age we wasn't really interested in news. We lived for the day, I suppose.
So how did you keep yourselves entertained?
There were shows that came out to Korea. I saw a couple of shows while I was out there, although I can't remember too much about them.
What do you remember about the shows?
Well, they were open air, obviously open air. So I can't remember too much about them. I can't even remember who the artists were. So they were just shows that were sent out there. Nobody of great, I won't say of great importance.
Great fame.
Yeah, nobody of great fame.
Did you have much to do with the Allied forces?
We came into contact quite a bit with Americans, but that's about all. And then it wasn't much contact with them. Canadians and Americans. I had occasion once to go to a Canadian, an American camp to take this major hill. Again, I can't remember too much about that. I can just about remember having a meal with them, which was a lot better, I think, than the meals we were getting, although it was all very, very sweet.
Sweet food?
Sweet food, yeah.
What impression did the American and other forces make on you?
They seemed to have far more than we did. They were very short on beers, as far as I can remember. They had plenty of food, but I think they were very short on beers and alcoholic drinks. They used to get hold of it somehow, but not with their normal supplies.
Did they get it from the British?
On occasion, yeah.
Did you keep fit and healthy in Korea?
I did, yeah. Yeah. I don't think I was ill at all while we were abroad.
About how long were you in Korea for?
We came out from Korea on the 29th of September, I think it was.
What do you remember about leaving?
19th of September we left Korea. What do I remember about leaving? Two bits I can remember. I can remember getting on the train, which I suppose must have been at Seoul. And I can remember being at Pusan, which the battalion held a memorial service in Pusan, which I thought was very, very touching, very sentimental. In fact, I did write home to my sister a letter saying that it was one of the most beautiful things I'd seen in Korea, with all the white crosses and all the rest of it. That's one thing I shall remember about Korea. Because we lost a few friends in Korea.
And then, did you go home via Hong Kong?
Yeah, we came by ship. We went Hong Kong, Singapore, Ceylon, you know, so the same way as we went, basically. Back to where we left England at Liverpool, but we came back to Southampton.
So this was the autumn of 52?
That would be the, yeah. We arrived in Southampton on October 29th.
Where did you spend the rest of your national service?
Whittington Barracks in Staffordshire.
What do you feel like now about having served in Korea?
Quite proud, I suppose. I don't know. I'm not sorry I done national service. I survived Korea. I was lucky. I suppose I'm not sorry that I went to Korea, really. Didn't want to at the time, but I suppose it's something to look back on. Done our part for our country, I suppose, or for the United Nations. It was rather, in a sense, upsetting that Korea was never thought much of by the general public of England. As people have said, it's the forgotten war. My mother was quite disgusted that it was never recognised at the Remembrance Sunday when she was alive.
Have you ever been back to Korea?
No. We are talking, my brother-in-law and myself, we are talking about going in 2001.